going to learn a very beautiful Torah from Rabbi Leib Leigis, Chusik Elena. It's one of those Torahs of Rabbi Leib Leigis that stays with you. Eil Bekuda HaMishkan, Mishkan HaHedus, Shepu Kadal Pi Moshe, crossing over from Sefer Shmos to Sefer Vayikra. And everything that's been happening until now, from Bereishis Bara Elokim, was to bring to this moment of his Galus HaShechina, that the Shechina was filling the Mishkan, and Moshe Rabbeinu was standing ready to enter. All of creation was preparing for this moment of Hashros HaShechina, of the Mishkan. Everything is finished and everything is ready. Tevas Pekida. Ele Pekude HaMishkan. Tevas Pekida. This word, Pekida, in Yonahu Aldovashu Shaloy Alpiteva. The word Pekida means when something is not Alpiteva, something is not following the way of nature. And it's something which is beyond what a human being can do in order to find salvation, to be saved. Rak mitzat pekudas Yeshua mehashem esbruch. Pekudas Yeshua v'rachmim. Pekuda. Ke'inyin shenema v'hashem pokad es sara. As it says in Chumash, we want to find what it means to go back to the beginning. Of where that word is being used, Vashem Pokad Es Sar. Kamamorim Zal Ike Matan Le Havala, Pagolof Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say she didn't have Bechlal, a uterus. She was incapable of having a child. So Hashem Pokad Es Sar, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought about such a nes, is something which a Bechlal, a human being, can't even imagine, can't think of. Hashem pokad esar. She didn't have the kelim to have a child. Not that she had the kelim, but there was a problem. She bechlal didn't have the kelim. Vaynish lahoyil b'shumda hatava. It was impossible. Kisherish tevas pokad, because the root, the meaning of the word pokad, huloshen tzivui. It's a loshen of something that comes from above. The Loshen Tzivui, something Hashem Zbach commands, Hashem brings about. There's an aura that comes milamala. It's hard to understand. Hashem Pokad Esar, there's obviously no commandment over there. V'hainu shekeinu harotzen v'hatzivui mi'Hashem Zbach. It doesn't mean that Hashem commanded Sara. It means that a command was revealed, something from beyond entered into this world. That's what a mitzvah is. And that's why it also is a lashon of paying a visit, to visit. V'Hashem pokad es sar. It's the need of hamafkid and a pikodin. All of these things are connected. Hagam she'eno al pi ha'seichel v'hateva. V'aloshon zeh hunach Hashem pokad akoros. And that's the Lashon that's used in Chazal. There's a whole Sefer from Reb Tzadok that's called Poiked Akaris. Hashem Poiked Akaris, there are women who are barren, who are incapable of having children. Hashem Poiked Akaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays a visit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Lashon of a Tzivui, a Pekida, it's a Lashon of Tafkid, Mifakid, the way that it's used in the army. Something from beyond, something from above, enters into your life. Something that's not really yours is by you. That's the inyan of a pikadon, you understand? It's something that's not yours, but it somehow came to you. Hainu gam ken lemishu akar b'teva. There's a person who's not akar b'teva, who b'teva, by nature, can't have children. And Chazal used this lashon regarding Rosh Hashanah. Nifkeda Sarah Rochel V'chana is a lashon of pekida, of Shaloi B'derech HaTeva that they were able to conceive. V'chein Kula, V'yesh Loimer, Shal Zem Rameis Eile Pikudei HaMishkan. Now, let's return to the Mishkan. Eile Pikudei HaMishkan. Kidua Shezohaya Acha HaKilkul. Now, the Mishkan, of course, was following the terrible Kilkul of the Chet HaEgel. Sh'ira Mashahaya Nira Al Pi HaSeichel V'HaTeva Shachalila Ein Lehem Takon. That means, Al Pi Seichel and Teva. Hashem's Baruch was finished with us. The Chet HaEgel of Avodah Zarah means a renunciation of that relationship. It means the end of that relationship. Al Pi Seichel V'Teva Shachalila Ein Lehem Takon. That's it. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's something else. So, al pi seichel v'teva, when a person or when the people entered into such a place, into that zone of Avodah Zarah, of Chet HaEgel, it's finished. The inyan is finished. See that when a wife is chalila is unfaithful. So it's also labal, also asur labal, and asur labal. Asur labal, it's finished. K'deisa b'medrash, al posik rabim oimrim lenavshi, ein yishuasaloi bilukim selam. Dovid HaMelech says, rabim oimrim lenavshi, ein yishuasaloi bilukim selam. There are many who were saying to Dovid HaMelech that there's no Yeshua. You can't have a Yeshua. And the Medrash says, "Eile umas ha'olam she'omru umas she'shama b'sinai v'chul ulebesoif v'chul." You look in footnote Vav on the bottom. He brings the lashon of the Medrash that David Melech was saying over what the umas ha'olam, the nations of the world, had how they looked at us, how we were seen after the Chet HaEgel, which is a way of seichel. Al pi seichel, there was a good svara that they had. Shom Rabbanan Patri, Kra, Bumas Ha'olam, Rabbim Elo Oivde Gilulim Shekosa Ben, Hoi Hamoin Amim Rabbim. It says, Rabbim Oimil Manavshi, the multitudes are referring to the nations of the world, who are referred to as Hamoin Amim Rabbim, the vast populations of the world. Sho'imim Yisrael, to say to Yisrael, Uma Sheshoma Abisinai Anoiche Hashem Lekecha, the nation that heard at Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Elokech, that the mamash heard it with their own, they heard it with their own ears. Hashem Ezbach opened up the seven rikiyim, we saw Ein Ol Mavado, Lo Yilachar Elim Achayim, Ula Besoif, Ula Soif, Arboim Yoim, Omula Egel, Eila Lehechi Yisrael. And at the end of 40 days, they said, Eila Elohechi Yisrael, that they made an Egel Azov. Yesh lahem tshuva. The nations of the world say, Yesh lahem tshuva. Well, they have a tshuva, they have a Yeshua, such a people. Now, it's mainly, we never saw anything, we don't know anything, the goyim say. We don't know. We heard rumors. But you saw such a thing? And then you go, and you make an egel azov? Rabbim oimrim lanavshi, ein yeshuasalei b'lakim selah. Ein Yeshuasaloi Belukim Sela. And this is what David HaMelech is hinting at. Bechlal, the Jewish people, and for the individual person. Va'ata Hashem, David HaMelech goes on and says, Va'ata Hashem, Mogein Ba'adi, Om Yisrael, Boin Ha'ilam, Va'ata Hiskamti Imayim, Va'amata Zaverech Lokim Yachram. Magain, and Rabbi Yisrael, you agreed with them, you Torah with it. Zavech lehim yachrom, that if you somebody that brings an offering to Avodah Zarah, yachrom, he's completely cut off. You agreed with what the Goyim say. And we did such a thing. We made an Egel Azov. And you agreed with such a thing in Chumash. So what's going to be with us? We're finished. And as the Goyim, L'chayra are right. The nations are right. Mogain Ba'adi. Nevertheless, we turn to Hashem, David HaMelech turns on our behalf and says, Mogein Ba'adi. Hashem will still continue to protect us, to defend us. B'schus Ovis, Kvoidi That the Baruch Shalom, after the Chet HaEgel, the Baruch Shalom gave us the mitzvah to build him a Mishkan. So after the kilkel of the Egel, which l'chayru is ein yishuas loy be'lukim selv, which is the end of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're finished. The B'dach HaTava Adkan, it's done. Cut off. Nevertheless, Hashem has Baruch revealed to us an amazing thing. Kvoidi. Shechinos, you were Magal the Shechinitas. After the Chet Egel, where you said to us, Vosomik, the Shechant Vesoichem, or Mary Mroishi, and you lifted up my head. Tacha Shehinu Chayov Melcha Haramas Roish, Nesatel Natoli Roish, Aide Moishe, Shenema, Kisi says Roish Bnei Yisrael. You lifted up, you had every reason to destroy us and to crush us, and what came about was the opposite. Kisi says Roish Bnei, you lifted us up. That's the Medrash. Turn the page. Vahainu. So Leibel explains. Shalacha his galus hagodol kezeh shahayi b'sinai. That after this tremendous galus, this revelation at Sinai, hoya hamaisa yoyse kosher mi'ilo hayi mekayda. After you saw such a thing, after we experienced Maimon HaSinai, than to build an egel azov, it's much worse than anything before. When we were in Mitzrayim, we were embedded, we were immersed in that world of Mitzrayim. Therefore, the nations of the world were saying is another way of saying what the human mind was saying to a Jew who participated in the Chet HaEgel. And what that mind says to you and myself when we do something that we should not do, that's horrible. It says, Ein oid shuva chas v'shol. That's what Dodomach was expressing. Ein yeshuva saloi b'lekim sel. U befrat, the Egel azor of a desor. But then something amazing happened. Even though b'derech ha-seichel, or b'derech ha-teva, that's it, we're done. You don't have a page. There's not enough to go around. When someone says they don't need one, it's a bad sign.
No.
If Rabbi Leibel wrote to say for us, it means that we need it. Rak v'ata Hashem mogein ba'adi, v'chulu. Rak v'ata Hashem mogein ba'adi. V'ata Hashem mogein ba'adi. Something, v'Hashem pokad. As Bnei Yisrael, Hashem did something crazy. Something totally beyond anything that made sense. Because sense, seichel, is it's finished. And Hashem pays us a visit. And he says, listen, chevra, v'osi l'migdav sheshechanti b'seich. And then we were saying, like, you're talking to us? He says, yeah, I'm talking to you. Eile pikudei ha-mishkan, Hashem pokai, pikudei ha-mishkan. Remember, it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is something from beyond. Hashem pokad is sorrow. Something that's not b'derech ha-teva. Something that's Hashem's mind. Hashem's way of thinking, not ours. V'ak'ata Hashem mogin ba'adi. Shai Yeshua, that's what it says in Tillim. Shai Yeshua ha-yisirak mitzivui v'rotzna Hashem is b'ach. Pikudei ha-mishkan. It's a tzivui, it's a rotzna Hashem. It's not anything that we could have possibly conjured up, imagined, or dreamt of. It was Hashem's Baruch paid us a visit, and he commanded us to do something which was completely connected the seichel and teva. And he said, "Bring silver, bring gold, bring whatever you have." He said, "We're going to put together a place for Hashem's Shechina. You're going to do this, and we're going to do that. Yeah, you're going to do that." Which the whole thing, Bechlal, is something we can't understand. And Shlomo Melech says, the heavens and all the heavens of the heavens can't possibly contain the infinite one. And all of this, Hashem is telling us, what? After the Chet HaEgel.
Shakil kol hoye be'ela.
the kilkel, the words that we used when we worship the egel were Eila Elohecha Yisrael. It's terrible. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Those were the words that we used when we were worshiping. This is the God of the Jewish people. And as he brings down the Medrash, Shem Ches, after we read it inside, and Hashem's Baruch's response to that is now Eile Pekudei Mishkan. So we said Eile Elohecha Yisrael, which is outrageous. And Hashem Baruch Seichel Teva would have dictated that he'd be finished with us, but it wasn't. Eile Pekudei Mishkan. You look in Ches over there. Brings from the Medrash. Omakad Shabbat Yisrael b'shal she'asisam b'segel chastam ayisib be'eila alecha. Achshu she'asisam ha'mishkan be'eila ani mitzvahs lechem. Have eila b'kudei ha'mishkan. You made me upset. You made me angry. You sinned against me with the word eila elohecha Yisrael eila, and now the appeasement and the reconciliation is with the word eila b'kudei ha'mishkan. And the Shem Shabbat says that in this world, with the word Eila, we became friends again. With the word Eila, because the Mishkan, we work things out. In this world, the Chayin La'asid Lavai, and so it's going to be in the future. The Navi says, Hine Eila Merachok Yavo, that all of the Jewish people are going to come back from far away, all from all over the world. Vine Eila Mitzafnim Yom VeEila Meretzinim VaYme Mi Eila Kav Tu Ofenel Chiyonim Et La'Rusayim. Mi Eila, all the Jewish people, the world is going to say, Mi Eila, who are these people that are coming like birds back to the, like pigeons back to the where they, what's it called, you know, the kov, where they stay. Who are these people? Mi Eila, who are all of these people? Eila. So we sinned with Eila. The reconciliation in this world was with Eila Pekudei Mishkan, and when Mashiach comes, it's going to be with the word Eila. So Dafke, that word, Eila, which conjures up the memory of the most horrible moment in our history. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. Which was the act of cutting ourselves off from Hashem Yisbor. Tavka, that very same word is Eila Pekudei HaMishkan in this world. And Umi Eila, Ne Eila, it's going to be when Mashiach comes, when we all come back from Hashem with Mashiach. Back on top after the Ches. And the takana was with the word Eila. Because the meaning of the word Eila, what's so significant about the word Eila? So you know that the word Eila is a rule we have in Chazal. Like Eila Hamishpatim. When you have the word Eila, it's Pasal Sarishainim. It's telling you Eila, Davka this and not what was before. Eila. These, now, not from before. Eila. Postal Srishanim. Mela move on. Asha Kilkul Shahir Baloshan Eila. So the Kilkul, the terrible damage that took place when we worshipped the Egel, was with the Loshan of Eila L'Hech Yisrael. Because it's terrible to say, but what we were saying in effect was, this is God. Not anything from before. Not from the Hutu Ketzad Mitzrayim, not who crossed us over the ocean. This is it. It's a terrible kilkel. It's terrible. It's Beloshen Eilas. How you got the kilkel's God on my eye. Shema Shmo Hayish a Chalila Pasul is Kalir Yishainis. Eila, it's like parceling up everything we had with the Baruch Shalom from before. We're done with all of that. There's no more God of Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's no more Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There's no more Bereshis Bar Elokim. There's no more Hashem Elokei Avram Lekitzav Lekiyak. It's finished. Eila Elohecha Yisrael. It's terrible. This is our new religion. Eila. Apostle Asa Rishayim. Everything before is not important. That was the depth of the Kilkel. Shechalil Apostle is called Rishayim is. And therefore the takana had to be Eila Pekudei HaMishkan. Therefore the takana had to be in such a way with Eila. Eila Pekudei HaMishkan. And when that was revealed, when Hashem brought down that light of the Mishkan, Eila pikudei, what we learned the word pikudei means, not b'derech hateva, because b'derech hateva, we passed up everything before. We were done with everything. We were done with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now something amazing happens. Eile pikudei hamishkan, shepasel asarishan. Now what are we passing up? Through Eile pikudei hamishkan, behind it was kolak kilkul shalhar. Eile, this is really who we are, pikudei hamishkan. We're Jews of Hashroz HaShchina. That business that happened with the Egel Azov, that gold, the way we use the gold with the Egel Azov, no. That's possible. We're passing all of that up. That's nothing. Eila is what? Pekudei HaMishkan. Ki nizbarish lo hayo bay shum shemetz umam b'shmitzad Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu through his tefillos was mevarer. And through our tshuva, we were mevarer. We were able to demonstrate, to prove, to clarify that what happened with the Egel Azov is not be'etzim who we are. So in the deepest part of ourselves, we didn't passel up Hashem. We didn't passel everything that was before. It was completely inconsistent with who we are. And when it came to Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, we returned to who we really are. It was instigated by the Erev Rav, by outsiders, not by us. But Shoyrish Kedushis, as the Kuzri, the Ibn Ezra, the Rishonim explained that we had whatever our cheshbon was with Egel Azov, we really meant to serve Hashem. We just didn't. We wanted to see. We wanted to something we could relate to. Avol b'Shoyrish Kedushis Yisrael, in the root of Kedushis Yisrael, lo hayu shum pagam. There wasn't any pagam. V'alzem rameis eile pekudei hamishkan, and that's what it says. Eile pekudei hamishkan. Mishkan Ha'edus. Mishkan Ha'edus. What's called Mishkan Ha'edus? So Pasha, of course, the Edus is the Luchas, right? Mishkan Ha'edus. What's the Edus? What's the testimony? L'chomim Zal, Edus l'chol boi olam. Edus l'chol boi olam. So all the boi olam were saying what? All the nations of the world were saying, Rabbim oimim l'navshi, ein yishua salai v'lekim selah. The Rabbim, the entire world was saying that we're finished. And we even felt within ourselves that we were done. So why is it called Mishkan Ha'edus? Mishkan Ha'edus is because Edus L'chol by Olam. It's an Edus to all the people of the world. Sheshchinah Sharei B'Yisrael. That the Shechinah is Sharei B'Yisrael. The Shechinah is Sharei B'Yisrael. The Shechinah is only with us. The Shechinah is Sharei B'Yisrael. That's the emes of Eila Pekudei HaMishkan. What was this business of Eila Lehechi Yisrael? I'm on strange. Ruchstus. Something strange. It's not really what we meant. It's not what we intended. It's not Bechlal what we were thinking. So it's Eidus L'chol Boi Ha'olim Shashchin Yisrael B'Yisrael V'Nimchel Ha'ma'ovin L'Gamrei. That's Chelik Aleph of the Maimer. Now Chelik Beis. Hina b'chol ma'isa ha'mishkan. And now Rabbi Leibel turns mamish to each and every one of us. B'chol ma'isa ha'mishkan, or b'chol kelev, when you look at the whole ma'isa ha'mishkan, or b'chol kelev, and with the making of all of the kelim of the mishkan, nema kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Every single pasuk, kashetziva Hashem es Moshe, kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Hashem is Baruch Kemedema to make this and this and this. Kashet Siva Hashem is Moshe. Everything is Kashet Siva Hashem is Moshe. V'shemati mipek kodush admor mi'ishbitze. Shehikshub neymar loy nemer gam v'maisei hachotze Kashet Siva. And the Me'er Shiloach to Ishbitze asked, why is it that when it came to making the chotzer of the Mishkan, the courtyard of the Mishkan, the chotzer, how come it's the only part of the Mishkan where it doesn't say Kashet Tziva Hashem? There it doesn't say Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It doesn't say Kashet Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Terutzal Zed Nitfas B'Sifra Me'a Shiloach Ayin Sham. And the Ishbitza has a Mahalach over there in the Me'a Shiloach. But Reb Leibel says a different Mahalach. It's connected to the Mahalach of his Rabbi, but it's different. Ulagodl Choymer HaKushya, because of the greatness of this Kasha, it's a big Kasha. Every single part of the Mishkan and every single Kli of the Mishkan, it says what? Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. And when it comes to the Chotzer itself of the Mishkan, getting into the Mishkan, it doesn't say Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. So he says, Lagodl Choymer HaKushya Enegam Ani Yischelki. So I also want to, I have something to say. First, let's try to understand why does it say so many times Kashetziva, Kashetziva. Wouldn't it have been enough after everything was done to just say Pamachas Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe, which is the usual Mahalach in Chumash? After everything, to say Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. They did everything Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. It would have been enough to say one time at the end. Omnam yesh leima kizemayra al gardel ha'anavir shal Moshe ben Orla Shalom. All of this is teaching us the unbelievable anivus, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ekev anavir yirosai ha'tahayra. And as it says in Pasuk, Ekev Anava Yira, that the result of such anava, the outcome of such humility is pure Yiras Hashem. Yirasai HaTahor. Sha'af Shira or Godel B'chol Ma'isi Ma'isi M'lechaz HaMishkan, even though Moshe Rabbeinu saw Mamish or Godel, tremendous, tremendous light, B'chol Ma'isi or Ma'isi, with every single act, with every single thing that he did, with the M'lechaz HaMishkan, he saw tremendous awe. So, I guess you would say nowadays, the way that it would be said in the vernacular is that he mamash saw that he was on the roll. He was on a roll. No, everything was gewaltig. Everything, one thing after that, boom, boom. Every single thing to do with the Mishkan was going. Nevertheless, loy maloy liboy lasas dover rak machmes hamitzvish nistabim ufurish. You know, when you start to get a little bit, filled with yourself, you start to get a little bit overconfident, and you take over yourself. You figure, look, I know how to do this, and you see that things are that everything I'm doing is mamish fantastic. This is great. So the nature of a person is that at some point you begin to feel like I don't need you. Mommy, I don't need daddy, I don't need the Rebbe, I don't need this, I don't need you. I'm on a roll. I'm on my own. Moshe Rabbeinu had every reason in the world, more than any other person who ever lived, to feel that he could move forward based upon everything that was happening in his life without waiting to hear every second the Baruch Shalom whispering into his ear, do this, do this, do that. But le molor libolasus dovarak machmas amitzvish nitzdav mefurish. Moshe Rabbeinu's humility was such that he did nothing, without hearing from Hashem's Baruch. Okay, but Moshe, this is the next thing. Mefurish yasa hadorva ze befrat. Malik, the nature of a person, you see this a lot with children, that you show the kid one little thing, the kid says, I can do. You see that with children. Moshe Rabbeinu was only when he heard in Stavim of Furish, Yas Adar Vazer Befrat, Vavshin in Stavim of Furish, Al Maise Adar Ve'echad. Now, even though he was a big lamdan, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he certainly could have made a hekish from one thing to the next, with his own seichel, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I should do this, then I understand that the next step is this. And Moshe Rabbeinu, with his lamdas, wasn't a problem. And even though things were, as we see in these parashas, things are being repeated, nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu did not take the next step for granted. He did not make such a hekesh that because Hashem told me to do that last thing and I did it very nicely, that means I can now take the liberty of doing the next thing. Everything's Le'osa ma'isa hasheni rak b'mnation nitztave b'protus v'asaisa. He only did the next thing because he was nitztave, because Hashem Shabbat told him. Not because, I understand, because he was told. Chein v'shlishi. Ad gemar kol melechas ha-mishkan. Until the end of the melechas ha-mishkan. V'ha-moshel b'zeh. L'sar godl v'ohuv l'melech. This could be compared to a very, very big choshev sar, a big minister of the king, who was very loved. V'ha-melech noyse le'ponim tomid. And the king is always noyse le'ponim. The king always treats him with tremendous, tremendous love and tremendous deference. And he's very, very, the king mamish loves him. U'mekarvo b'chol mini hiskarvus. And the king is makarv him b'chol mini hiskarvus. He's being drawn closer and closer all the time by the king. U'mar lo kol mini chibus. And the king shows him all types of affection and warmth. V'noysen lo rishus lichnois lo teich palten shalom. Not only that, this minister has rishus to come into the palace. It's like your place. You come in here to go into the palace. V'nichnes le'echad. And he goes in. He's invited in by the king. V'nichnes le'echad. V'af ha'pichen v'godli yirosim roimus ha'melech. And nevertheless, with all of the chiba, and with all of the ahava, and all of the hiskarvis, and the invitation to come in. V'af ha'pichen v'godli yirosim, nevertheless, because of his great humility, and ekev hanava yira, and his fear of the king. V'roimus ha'melech, because of the greatness of the king. He wouldn't go to the next, to the inner chamber, to the next deeper place of the palace. He wouldn't go. Until he was told beferish. Right? It's a hint to Takarish Baruch. That's the Malka saying, Eich Ovel HaMelech. How dare I go closer to the king? Vanila Nikresi. She was shown kol mine chibav, kol mine ahav, and kol mine eskarbis. That's the Malka saw from the king. The Klai Yisrael sees from HaKadosh Baruch, with the Moshe Ben Yisrael from Hashem Yisrael. Lo yimelo libo lichnas v'paltan Hashemi ad sh'nitztave b'feirish. Until nitztave b'feirish. V'chein l'shlishi, and then again, by the next chamber, by the next room in the palace. V'zesha parat ha-Torah k'doysha b'chol prat, and that's why the Torah, every single step along the way, b'chol prat, kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Laris Canal to teach us this. Achal ma'isi ha-chotzer, so now that's what Rebbe is explaining. So why is it that every single step along the way, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't budge, wouldn't move, until he heard the words, and then Kashet Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Every single step, he didn't do a thing. Only Kashet Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Now there's one exception, and this is the Ishbitz's question. The exception is Achal Ma'ase HaChotzer Lo Nema Kashet Tziva. By the entrance, by the chotzer entering into the heichel, there it doesn't say kashet ziva Hashem as Moshe. Why? It's a big, big kasha. It's the only thing that doesn't say kashet ziva Hashem as Moshe. Why not? Ki hachotzer hu hachitza. Because the chotzer is the outside, the most exterior part of the Mishkan. The word chatzer is the word chitzan. That's where Esther Malka was saying. Chatzai Gines HaMelech. Ki ha-chotzer hu ha-chitzan. Asher mi she-yoytze gam imenu v'lachutz. If you leave the chotzer, if you leave the chatzer, asher mi sheyotze gam imenu v'lachutz, if you go out of the chatzer, lachutz, from the chatzer, yotze mishus bala biru lagamrei, then you've left the rishus altogether of the king. you've become totally detached. The chotzer is chutz. It's the most chitzoniestic place of the king. If you've left that place, or if you don't go to that place, you're michutz. Shom ein maharoy l'shtamish b'midas ha'hanava. In that place, it is not proper to use midas ha'hanava. A Jew is not supposed to be humble. A Jew should never, ever, ever think that he doesn't have a place with Hashem Yisbarach, that he can't at least enter into the courtyard. A Jew never should think such a thing. For that, you don't wait to kashat tziv Hashem. For that, you have to push yourself. Shom ein meharoy l'shtamish b'midas ha'hanava v'lotzis gam misham. There you don't fear anivus. You don't go in a way of humility. It's not me, it's not for me, I can't. Kiadrab. Tzorch lamoid al kol ponim b'chotzer. That's Esther Malka. Tzorch lamoid al kol ponim b'chotzer. A Jew al kol ponim, no matter what he's done in his life, can never turn his back and walk away from the chotzer. And he doesn't have to wait to be invited by the king. There's no kashetziva Hashem as Moshe when it comes to the chotzer. Tzorch lamoid al kol ponim b'chotzer l'shtoikek l'hiskar v'samalach. To stand by the chutz like Esther Hamalka, and to be mishtoikek, and to have a longing that the king should call you closer. Let's try to learn through a little bit. Lishtoikek lehiskarbus hamelech, val ze'omru kol ma shi'omru lecho balabayis asei chutz mitzai. It's a famous teaching of the Talmud Baal Shem. The kol ma shi'omru lecho balabayis asei chutz mitzai. Even there's a klal, that the balabayis is able to tell his guest what to do, do this, don't do that. That's in the house, but to say get out of my place, that kol mashiyim l'chavayis to say chutz mitzay. That was the mistake that Acha made. That's the Benis also explains all the tzaddikim that Acha made when he heard a baskal, and the baskal said shuvu bonim shavavim chutz me'acha. He heard a baskal that said that all Jews Hashem said could come back to me chutz, not acha. Acha is chutz. And he made a mistake. As you see the pshat there in Tosis, he made a mistake. It was an Yisoyin, it was a test. Because the Baal HaBayis can't tell you to get lost. That he can't tell you. When you're in his place, he tells you do this, don't do that. But not to come to his place. When you're there, chutz mitzay. Ki adrab etzarech l'schazek. Reb Leibel says, Adrab, Tzarech l'schazek. Adrab, a Jew has to be mischazek. V'lamayit b'hachotzer hachitzna al kol ponim. That at least to stand in the chotzer hachitzon al kol ponim, no matter what, not to budge from that place. No matter what a person's done in his life, not to walk away from the chotzer. Al kol ponim to be mischazek in that place. U'laharoyis goydol tshukosai. And like Esther Malka, to show the tremendous tshuka, the great longing, that all I want in my life, with everything that I've done, I haven't left. And I know that I'm not invited. But I have a tremendous tshuka, I can't go away from you. Laharas godlut tshukoso shiyakarveyu ha-balabayis, that the balabayis should be makarv. V'shein roitzi liyais nidcha chasoshom legamri al kolpon. By placing oneself and not budging from the chotzer, a person is saying, no matter what I've done, I don't want to be nidche from you. I can't live away. I can't live apart from you. I can't be away from you. And when the balabayis, Hashem Yisbarach sees, when Hamelech, when the king sees, hachnaosa, the person's hachnaosa v'shivan libay, he's al tzebrochen. Al tzebrochen the person is. Standing there in the chotzer. And even though we saw tzibrochen like we felt after the chet egel, and despite that, umis amitz levilti yidach legamri, the Jew pushes to stay in the chitzen, in the chotzer chitzen, to say, I will not go from this place. With everything, I'm afraid. I'm scared to go forward. I don't know what to do. But I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to go to that place that's called tzei. I'm not leaving. He tries that he shouldn't be utterly banished. When the king sees that, when the Balabas sees that, when the Bnei Shalom sees that, midin a Jew. Hu merachim alav. He has rachmanis. See, when you have a yid, that he does this, he does that, it could be the night before, all kinds of terrible things, Hashem yirachim. But he still gets up in the morning, he goes to shul. And the Yetzer Hara says, nah, you're mechutz. You don't belong in shul. You don't belong in the shul. You're mechutz. A yid gets up after, God forbid, the worst night. He gets up and he stands in the chutzah of the king. And he wants the king to be makarev, to bring him closer. That's what it means to be a yid. And Hashem Shemuel has rachmanis. Hu merachim lov, hu makarvay, v'kari oysa lov apnima. And he puts out the shavah d'zov, and he says, come in. A king of Bosa Vadam behaves in such a way. How much more so, infinitely more so, Hashem is Baruch. Shurachim Mechan. Bevadai tzarech ha'odum l'schazek v'liyos nisha al kol ponim b'chotzer hachitz. A Jew always has to be mischazek, liyos nisha al kol ponim b'chotzer hachitz. You see that nowadays is a lot of the chevah, that when something goes wrong, they go all mamish like Acher. Chutz, they run away. Like Acher said, when he heard the Baal's call, it was really a test. He should have pushed in to say, I'm not leaving you. Kivyoch, you have no right to tell me to go away. I'm standing here in the chotzer, and I'm waiting till the time to be makar of me. And Acher's mistake was that, Elisha ben Avuya's mistake was that he didn't stay in that place. He said, Izzal Ashani Mihalma, he said, since God is not interested in me, since I'm totally banished, I might as well just have a lot of fun in this world. I might as well just enjoy this world. That's what happens to a lot of chavre. I've been pushed away. I'm done. I'm cut off. Eilo l'hechi yisrael. Pasal aser rishon. So then he goes and just throws himself into this world to have a party. Just drowns himself in this world. A yid doesn't go away from the chutz. He gets up the next morning and goes to shul. Gets up the next morning and goes to shul. Stays in the chutz. I'm not leaving here. I'm not going away from this place. Hashem, when Hashem sees such a thing, such a yid has such a rotzen, such a shtoikus, then the king is merachim alav. B'vad etzar chodum eschazik liyas nishal kol panim chotz achitzin l'shtoikik likonis lichnois lakdusha. That a Jew at least has to stand in the chotz and to have a rotzen lichnois to enter into kedusha. V'oz Hashem is baruch merachim alav m'karveyu. Then Hashem is m'karev. V'zei perish v'liyachal moish alavoy. Now we come, Moshe Rabbeinu, so as I said at the beginning, everything is ready. The Mishkan is finished. Everything is done. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is standing outside by the Chotzer. He's standing outside. Ki af acha kol hamay, and lo yochel Moshe lova. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't enter. Ki af acha kol hamay isim shohitzi isisom mitzrayim. Even after everything that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, that he brought us out of Mitzrayim, v'higiz haslov, v'ni the food, v'harid haman in the month, v'gomar melechas ha-mishkan, he did the whole mishkan. V'chol zos l'roivin v'sinusa v'yirosa ha-tor lo'im melor libo l'chnas lo'o, because of his great anivus, he couldn't walk in. V'kei oimid b'chotzer, so he stood by the chotzer of the mishkan, the outer courtyard of the mishkan, u'mishtoikek l'hakdusha, filled with a longing, waiting for the king, to invite him in further. But he wouldn't run away. He stood over there by the chotzer. Miyad nesmali lo v'shem izboch rachmim. That's the beginning of Sefer Yikra. Vayikra al-Moshe. Vayikra al-Moshe. That's the crossing over between Sefer Shemais to Sefer Yikra. Vayikra al-Moshe. Shem izboch vayikra al-Moshe. Zo perish ashrei tivcho sakarev yishkon chatzerecho. That we say by Bris Milah this pasuk. When the baby is brought in, Ashrei tivcho sakarv yishkoin chatzerecha. Le'nem atashkin k'may tivcho sakarv ele yishkoin me'atzmoy ma. Yishkoin means you have to go yourself to be in the chatzer. Yishkoin. Hashem tivcho sakarv, Hashem has chosen us and he's makar of us. But yishkoin you have to do yourself. Not that Hashem's tashkin. Yishkoin. You have to go into the chatzer.
Ki bemes ba'chotze tzor chadon lishkan me'elav. That you have to go yourself in the chotze. Mibli shum tzivu, you can't wait kasher tziva Hashem. As Moshe did, you don't wait for mitzvahs. You don't wait for ha'oris panim. You don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch to make nice and say, it's okay, come, come. There you have to push yourself to stay. V'av she'en l'shum ha'oris panim, even though there's no ha'oris panim, you don't see Hashem smiling at you. After the egel, when it looks to you like it's finished, there's nothing to talk about. You don't see any ha'oris panim. Sarach l'schazek, l'vil t'yidach, l'gamri chas v'sholom, not to allow yourself to be pushed away. Ad sha'idei zeh, Hashem is worth b'roi v'rachma, b'rachim alav v'makaravai. Because Baruch Hu's Merachim, with Anivas you go there. And with Anivas you cry out to Hashem, you beg Hashem, and you speak to Hashem as Baruch to bring you back to Him. But you don't walk away. We become filled with it. We're invited into Hashem's place. And we're satiated. With the Kedusha of the Heichal, Hashem invites us in. Next page, Kiyadua. What do you want to say? Kiyadua, Shahamishkan v'chal kelev roimzim l'avadis ha'adam. The Mishkan and all the kelim are a remez to avadis ha'adam. To our avodah. V'shachanti b'soichon. V'chol prat yoyra al pratei ha'avodah. And every prat of the Mishkan is revealing another prat in avodas Hashem. When everything is finished, then you have a Mishkan. Then you have a Jew. Tayag, Ramach, and Shasa. Every single part, every single piece. Just like the Mishkan was then, when everything was done the right way, then the Mishkan became a place of Hashrosh Hashkin. So too it is with a Jew. When he does everything that he's supposed to do, and he tries to fix every single prat in his life. Then he becomes a kli for Hashrosh Hashchina, kinema. But also the mikdash sheshchanti b'soichem. My mom is al b'soicham shall call echad ve'echad b'soicham, not b'soichar b'soicham. Each and every Jew, the nefesh kazeh musuchim b'chol pratim bevada kalei elashar. Certainly, that such a person who's mamish in a place of shleimus, he hits the target. He's ramish. He's done what he's supposed to. V'lo yachti b'shum nidnut. He doesn't miss anything. Everything is. He doesn't miss every single thing is just right in his avodas Hashem. The person who's done all the kelim, everything is perfect, just like in the Mishkan. And this Jew in his life, everything is mamish the right way. He doesn't miss a thing. B'shum nidnu dover mitzivah Torah kadosh. A yid lives every minute of his life, doesn't miss a mitzvah, doesn't miss anything from Hashem's mitzvahs. L'chein nema b'chol klei Mishkan kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Therefore, with every single part of the Mishkan, it says kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Because our entire Torah is called Torah Moshe. Omnam, he's adding to what we just learned. Omnam chatzer hamishkan. However, that's as far as a person perfecting himself in every single halacha, every single din, like every single kli in the Mishkan. However, chatzer hamishkan, the chatzah hamishkan, the courtyard, hu hachonis hamokim lahachnis behamishkan v'chal kelim. That is the Hachanas HaMokim, that's the place that has been prepared to bring the Mishkan, to place the Mishkan and the Kelim. V'mokim ponui shemenu nechnosin l'hamishkan. And it's an empty space. It's the entrance. It's the empty space from where you enter into the Mishkan. Roimiz l'hascholos Hachanas Adam Matar Ma'isa. It's hinting to the beginning of a Jew preparing himself to try to become better. It's not perfecting of the kelim. That's the kelim. That's the inside of the Mishkan. But the rutzen to prepare oneself to be worthy, to decide I want this. That's called the ground, the space, the place that a Jew has to find for himself in life. The yedei ba'atzmo shad ata lo nitar libo, and he knows himself that until now his heart was not purified. Lias kelim muchanim la'shvos hakdush. He knows that his kelim, his his eyes, his ears, and so on, all the parts of who he is are not ready for Hashuas Hashchin. He knows that. Rakhu Oymed Mitzapa Shiyuch L'Tar Ma'isa. But the courtyard means I want this program. I want to be part of this. I want to purify myself. I want to look at things differently. I want to speak differently. I want to act differently. I want to think differently. There it doesn't say Kashet Tziva Hashem is Moshe. Because at that stage, he's not yet in that place of in the mitzvahs. It's establishing your desire to want to be in that world of the mitzvahs. And that is not Kashet Tziva. That's something you have to, you're a big boy, you have to choose that. You have to make that choice. In the Mishkan, perfecting all of the Kalim, that's Kashet Tziva Hashem is Moshe. All the halachas and the mitzvahs and so on. The world of Yiddishkeit, in Yiddishkeit. But to want to get into Yiddishkeit, you have to be a big boy. You have to say to yourself, how many years am I going to play this game of, say, of going out, of going away, of running away? That's... For that, you have to have a shtoikikus, that you should be zoiche for this. That Hashem Baruch says, if you want that badly enough, even though you're not worthy, I'll give you a gift. The gift of coming into me. The gift of being part of this world of Yiddishkeit. But you have to want that. You have to ask for it. You have to want, you have to ask. And then Hashem Baruch will have rachmanis. And it'll help you, even though you're not kedai. Even though you're not really worthy. Because that's how Hashem is. He's a makarva person who has that rotzen, that ishtoikikus, who doesn't wait every single second for the invitation, who feels very, very often inside of himself that he has no shaykhis to it, and still he doesn't give up, and he pushes to stay in the chodse. Hashem is makarva such a person. Not like nowadays, if a guy, if something goes wrong, he's, I'm finished, that's it, it's you read the time, I'm done. Goodbye. Goodbye, Rebbe. Goodbye, Yeshiva. Goodbye. And they just like buys himself like 6 months of potato chips and stays in his dormitory room. Until they're like, you walk in, you see like cockroaches walking all over this guy. He's with a potato chip. He's lying there like that. Can't. I'm waiting for the king to come to me in my dormitory room. You ever see such guys? They're waiting for the Baruch Shem to come to the dormitory room. The Karvel Kedusha, V'yesh Lomish Al Zer Roim is a gematria shachotzer, should be gematria rachamim. Therefore, the gematria of the word chotzer is rachamim. But you have to be in the chotzer. You have to put yourself in the chotzer. There's no kashat tziva Hashem over there. You have to want to be in the chotzer, and if you do that, then you're zorich for rachamim. Chotzer is gematria rachamim. Therefore, it's fascinating that the Hakamas Achotzer is written in the Chumash after the whole Mishkan and the Kelev. It's Chayre. You'd say it's before everything. It's entering in. Why is it written at the end? According to the Mokum, the Chotzer is before you get into the Mishkan. It should be before. Why is it written at the end? After a person works on purifying his heart and keeping all the stuff that's in the Mishkan, living in that world in the Mishkan, he's made his life himself into a dwelling place of the Shekhinah. Then once again he feels, I haven't even started. And he goes back out to the Chatz. He goes out to the Chatz. It's unbelievable. That's... After he works so hard, the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu is, I never even started. Because the closer you get to Kedusha, the more beautiful the Mishkan is, that he hasn't even gone into the courtyard yet. And that's why the courtyard is written at the end of Chatzah. The more he now understands, it's not me, it's nothing at all, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not me. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not me at all. All I ever do in my life is to try to be in the chotzer. Everything else is mamish, rachmim, chotzer, rachmim. That's all. Who be'enav ka'omed b'chutz, and he sees himself once again like Moshe Rabbeinu b'chutz. V'odena rak b'chotzer, just standing like Esther Malki in the chotzer. U'mitzapel rachmei shemayim, and my whole life, all is After I work so hard and everything, all I have in my life is, my inyan is to stand in the chotzer, to be mitzapa l'rachmei shamayim, just to wait for Hashem's being makar of me. Sheyizke lichnais b'mikdash Hashem. He never ever gets carried away with himself. After all the beautiful kelim and all the avoid in the mishkan and everything else, v'chein metzina b'davon ha'melech al v'shom, ha'nefesh ha'nivchan, this is what we see b'davon ha'melech, V'chol kelov ha'yu be'emes mukhanu b'kedusha, v'libo ha'yu cholol b'kirbo. Mamish, his heart was empty, cholol b'kirbo. V'davke tzohak, kol sa nafshi l'chatzor es Hashem. And davke David HaMelech, who reached such a madrega where it says, libi cholol b'kirbi. David HaMelech already got rid of the holy Yitzhar. He perfected every single kli, every single thing in his eyes, his ears. By the end of his life, he was mamish. He was the mishkan. Every kli in his life was perfected, was raised to the highest level. And at the end, it's all about what? Kalsa nafshi l'chatzus Hashem. Ay, Rebbe Shalom, all I want to do is to be in your chatzah. That's the only thing I can do, is to be in your chatzah and to ask for your rachm, to be mitzapa l'rachm. B'tshukah g'dayla k'oimid mirachok. As anybody who ever opened up Tilim sees, David HaMelech is always k'oimid mirachok. U'mitzapa l'skarif, and just waiting for the king to help him to get closer and closer, to be able to reach out to Shavat Azov. Hashem Baruch should help us to be Jews that stand in the chotzer, never ever ever turn away from the chotzer, and to be able to know that through that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mismali rachim, and he reaches out to each and every one of us, and he's calling us to come inside. This is the or after Purim. This is the or after Purim. That each and every person, there's a taina, you know, there's a big taina, that a person who's a bardas is yodeyas mekoymai, right? The simon of a bardas is that if he's not invited someplace, he doesn't go in. You don't. If you're not invited to a party, only if someone's an idiot, he goes in. If you're not invited to something, to chasna, you say, you didn't invite me, I'm here. That's, you're not a bardas. A bardas knows his place. Ha'adam yodeyas mekoymai. So this whole thing is not, it's a taina. But a bardas, where are you going pushing yourself? Where are you going pushing yourself over there? And the Teretz is that after Purim, a Jew is already holding by Madrega of Ad Lo Yada. And when you're in a place of Ad Lo Yada, so it doesn't make 100% sense. That's what we're saying. It's not Pesach, it's not Petav. But Noch Purim is already an Indian of I'm going anyway. Even though it doesn't make any sense. I'm going to stand in the chutz, I'm going to wait for the end. I'm going to just stand in the way. I'm crashing. So what are you going to do? You're going to throw me out? I'm crashing. Here I am. And Hashem Zbach sees that. So I'll be das, I'll be seichel, you would say, I'm just going to get killed for such a thing. Like Esther Malki, he's going to get killed. But when Hashem Zbach sees a Jew standing like that, there's so much chevatis achein and chesel. And it pulls you all the way close. We should be seichel for that. Rudav? Yeah.